Or you got a new mustache.
No, okay, it's a rental.
Oh, okay. Did okay, you get cool. that from Dave's mustache rental parlor and more?
It was actually at Adolph's Mustache Emporium. They had some on layaway.
They have some really good imports.
They do, although it's a little tough to get these days.
All right, I'm going to start the show. Welcome to Talking Fail. Yes, we are actually releasing an episode this week. I am your host, Tyler. I've always been here. I've never left. And with me is my co-host, Arthur.
What's up?
And we have Will, who is also a co-host.
I've always left and I've never been here. Oh, wait, this isn't my wife.
Okay.
Great.
So, we didn't record last week. It was kind of busy with schedules and stuff. And then I wasn't here the week before that. So, I feel like it's been forever since I've been on.
I was here. I just sat down, hit record, and just sat in silence for an hour, crying.
Yeah, and I chose not to upload that to the podcast feed.
I don't know why. It's probably just because he doesn't want to lose his attendance record.
True. How's everybody been?
I've been doing great. sorry, I'm a little sick right now.
Cool.
discovered this new cocktail.
Yeah.
That I've been drinking, and I am drinking right now. If you're interested, I can tell you what the ingredients are.
Oh, yeah.
But first, what do you think is in it?
Tea.
Honey? Is that urine. Like honey, pineapple?
Is it pineapple?
I'll tell you this. It is a little spicy.
Is it hot sauce?
There's like a... It's kind of like a chili. It's supposed to be Tabasco, but I don't have any, so I used a chili like type thing.
You know, this is great for a audio podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like an orangey drink. Mm-hmm. Got some ice cubes in it.
Not only can I not taste it,
I can describe the taste to you. It's delicious. But
we have like half an hour this week. Like, let's waste it on this.
Yeah. You're right. We should move on. What do you think my cocktail is?
Oh, that looks delicious. It's in a Coca-Cola glass.
For the record, this is not my doing. I'm not involved. I'm adamantly
Tyler,
against
Tyler,
all of this.
You're not running for office. We have two listeners. It's fine. So this cocktail, it's called a pickletini, and it's what it sounds like. Yeah. So first off, you have to like pickles.
I like pickles gigantic more.
It's vodka, pickle brine, and Tabasco, and... It sounds disgusting. It's not as strong of a flavor as you'd imagine. It's a little spicy like a margarita, but it's tangy like pickle.
I'd be willing to try it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try anything once.
You said just that, but...
Ask my drug dealer.
you must be a great customer. Cool. So, Tyler, it sounds like
Want to be a prude, so I'll do the black tar heroin just once.
You know, that was offered to us in Thailand.
Really? So how was it?
Best I've ever had. Only one I've ever had. No.
You can't really have bad black tar heroin.
I agree, right? I mean, what's next? White tar heroin? I don't know how heroin works.
I like mixed tar.
Mm-hmm.
So, Arthur, you were going to ask Tyler something?
Yeah, I was going to ask him what he's got going on, like what he wants to talk about.
Couple of things. We haven't recorded since the whole Area 51 not controversy. Yeah. I thought that was interesting. Did you guys follow that at all?
Well, you might be wondering why Ethan is not here. He got caught clapping some alien cheeks, and he's gone.
Man, I wish I could clap some alien cheeks.
I'm good.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. You wouldn't try that?
I'll try anything once.
But I thought it was funny. It seems like, based on the reporting, nobody is like actually saying like, yeah, so most of the people, I mean, there were some people there who like were attending and, you know, having fun. But I feel like most of the people that were in the town right outside of Area 51 were reporters. And nobody really wants to say that they got duped. There's more reporters.
That's hilarious.
That's what I feel like based on the reporting. Like I've seen from several sources that like, oh yeah, there were lower people than expected. Most of the people had cameras themselves.
I think it's a government hoax. Because if they all got in and got, you know, alien technology, what would the government do? Cover it up.
Like they always do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ship them all over to Area 52.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what Nevada's for.
It's a big conspiracy.
You know, we should have gotten Mateus on to talk about this.
Damn it. Yeah, you're right. For the listeners that are uninitiated, yeah. Mateus is our Flat Earth correspondent.
Our
who...
alternative theory correspondent.
Ooh, I like that. He's our senior alternative theory correspondent.
He is the alternative theory correspondent department.
Who?
President.
Head of. Can we make an acronym that like is flat or something? Like future. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
This
we
is,
can
this
we
is
can workshop
solid start.
We can workshop this offline. Yeah. Well. But yeah.
So I did follow it a little bit, and I read that there were like 2 million commitments to show up, right? Like just on Facebook. So I can't hear Tyler.
Oh, really? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess Tyler's out of this week.
Perfect.
What should we do now that Tyler's gone?
I think we just continue pretending not to hear him and then we'll... No, I really can't hear him right now.
Yeah, I can't hear him either,
Hangouts
actually.
Hangouts doesn't show a little thing for him, so here we are.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it looks like it's just you and me again, and that's fine. I have no problem with this.
Didn't expect it so soon.
Right? I mean, like...
Sometimes I do try things twice.
Mm-hmm. So. You call me a thing?
You know, maybe there's a thing between us.
Oh. It's okay. You can call me a thing. So did my ex-wife. Fuck you, Barbara. Okay, so the thing that I found out about the Area 51 situation,
yes,
was there were like 2 million check-ins and like I guess 20,000 people were supposed to show up, and then a bunch of people showed up and 2 got arrested. So like. You know, that's a pretty good number.
I heard somebody got, like, arrested and then let off with a warning because she, like, she kind of jokingly went over the fence. Like, it was, like, one of those raise-up bars that, like, lets vehicles go through. Mm-hmm. And she just, like, stood literally, like, right up against the other side.
Oh, yeah.
And was just like, I'm on the other side.
And they were like, no, we can't have this. If the news media gets a hold of this, man... It's a slippery slope. One person gets over the fence, and then a family gets over the fence, and then before you know it, the Area 51 is full of immigrants. You gotta watch out.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. I think the meme's been dead for a while,
yes,
so
we should move on.
I'm not surprised that nobody showed up. Really, have you heard of the movie called The Fanatic?
I have not.
Starring John Travolta.
Whoa.
It is a real shocker that this movie got made because he plays a mentally handicapped guy. And if you see the trailers, it's just basically him doing the Tropic Thunder movie where Ben Stiller went full retard.
Okay. Simple Jack.
Yeah, he's going Simple Jack in this, and I can't believe it got made.
You can't believe it got made.
I think he has like a stutter too.
No, I just saw Tropic Thunder, and that movie does not age well.
Really?
No. It's
Well, it is very edgy with a lot of some of the, like Robert Downey Jr. I'm surprised he hasn't caught any flack for that.
Right?
Maybe it's because he. Like, they acknowledge that it's offensive in the movie, I guess, is how he got away with it.
I did bring up this movie to a friend who's, like, more sensitive, and and it was just, like, Tropic Thunder, the movie with where Robert Downey Jr. is in blackface.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, yeah, but, like, they, it's like, part of the plot, you know? And it's like, yeah, but he's in blackface, though.
Yeah. Yes.
Good.
Also, you're back on crap, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the only one I can get to work, is the webcam. So, right. My recording is in full good microphone.
All right, that
so
works.
Nobody will notice. Stop referencing it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Tyler, you all sound right. As smooth as
yes.
Crisp.
Cool.
Right, Tyler, have you heard of the movie called The Fanatic?
No, I heard you guys talking about it. I have not seen it. Never go full retard.
Starring John Travolta?
Yes. What's the deal with John Travolta now? Like, he finally accepted that he's bald.
What?
Yeah.
Is he in something that I...
I thought he got hair plugs.
Well, but he doesn't anymore.
Okay, I'm going to look up John Travolta so I know what you guys are talking about.
I feel like last week I saw him, or at least I saw headlines where he's like on three different talk shows, and he's just black suit, shaved head, and that's his look now, it seems like.
Hmm. Well, I mean, I'll take it.
Was he in something recently? Like, what's the deal?
The Fanatic?
Could be. I'm not sure what... He was promoting something, but...
Okay. Well, People versus O.J. Simpson was the last thing I saw him in. Okay, well, what about The Fanatic? Is it worth watching? Should we recommend it to people? How many stars would you give it?
Maybe like a solid 1 out of 5.
Okay.
Solid, huh? Okay.
I mean, like, it's terrible because John Travolta is playing a mentally handicapped guy the whole time. But, I mean, I guess it's not a bad performance if that's what you're going for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well.
And, you know, I feel bad for laughing at it, but...
What's the what? Okay, so you know, there's like this common, pattern of like there's like 7 types of stories that can be told. It's like comedy, drama, romance. Like, what kind of story would you say this is?
It's kind of like almost horror.
Oh,
because he's like a big fan of this movie star,
mm-hmm.
and he becomes obsessed. And, like, the movie star at first is like, oh, okay, hey, nice to meet you. And then he's like, a handicapped person who doesn't understand,
that it's a movie
like, boundaries. So he's just, like, showing up at the guy's house, like, hey, can I get your autograph?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I just thought I'd bring it up.
It sounds like Travolta's career is at an all-time high.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it's inspired off of like a true life story with him and some
and somebody else.
Fan that he had who was like, just accept your baldness.
Do you guys hear this? There's like I forget the celebrity, but there was like someone who like snuck into their house.
I mean, I feel like this happens all the time.
Okay.
Didn't that like happen to Nicolas Cage?
Yeah,
or something?
Yeah, I think it was him. yeah, it didn't end well. Well, I mean, like, they got arrested, but
Yeah, wasn't it like super creepy? Like he woke up to this guy being naked, I think eating a fudgesicle.
I feel like I've heard this story like three or four times.
I'm reading the story right now.
About three or four different celebrities.
Nicolas Cage awoken by naked man with a fudgesicle.
Oh, man. You know, out of all the ways to awake, be awakened, awoke, wow, okay. You know what? I'm going to just move on.
He says, I know it sounds funny, but it was horrifying. Yeah.
Nice.
And then they go on to describe what a fudgesicle is.
What?
It's a frozen ice cream-like snack.
This is what we have to report on?
Yes. I mean, look, we do have 2 weeks, right? So what has happened in the last 2 weeks that you feel is worth reporting?
Well, I don't know. Maybe like, you know, I mean, if we want to get political, there's the whole, okay. Then Spider-Man's
back. You're
going
to have to remove me from this conversation.
Yeah. Spider-Man's back.
For now.
Oh, they came to an agreement?
Yeah, it's weird. The two giant companies who love money decided to band together and make a deal so they can make lots of money.
Okay. Now, the last I heard was it was like Sony that wanted more money or something. They were like, we're not getting enough money for this. And what is it? The studio? Or
Marvel.
Is it Marvel the company? It sounds weird.
Yeah, well, Disney? It's Disney and Sony, basically.
Disney was like, well, we kind of own the franchise, and we were just using your thing, and we came to an agreement, but now you're not respecting it? Is that
So Disney still owns Spider-Man 100%, yeah. But Sony has the rights to use Spider-Man in movies. And the deal was, this is all speculation and rumor, but basically the idea is that Disney gets to use Marvel or gets to use Spider-Man in Marvel movies for either nothing or a super low amount of money, and basically Sony just gets to sign off and say, okay, this is a good story, you know, you're not damaging, you know, you're not having Spider-Man blow up Sony headquarters in your movie. So that's been the deal for these latest movies, and Disney kind of went to Sony and said, hey, yeah, since we're doing all the work, can we have like some more of that money that we're just giving to you?
Well, there was like merchandising involved too, wasn't there?
I'm sure there's tons of different aspects to it, but okay. But basically Sony's like, nope. We've made Into the Spider-Verse and we've made Venom, we feel like we're confident enough in our own. We feel like we can take Spider-Man off of your hands now and make our own. We can make 100% of the money when we make our own Spider-Man movies is basically the position.
Okay.
And so they, you know, backed out publicly.
There was a problem with that. And then, Now what's the deal? What happened?
Everybody's friends again.
Right, but like, what's the deal though? Like,
maybe somebody showed them Amazing Spider-Man 2, and then they were like, "Okay, yeah, you're right."
Wait a second. I have not seen anybody talk about what the deal is at this point.
That's ridiculous. I guess everyone's like signed NDAs and stuff. Cool.
Yeah. So
you guys didn't see that Jeff Goldblum video of him reacting to Spider-Man possibly leaving?
I did. It's Jeff Goldblum reacting to everything.
I'd watch
it's like,
it.
Oh my god! Arthur, good news on Disney Plus. They announced a Jeff Goldblum like documentary show, but it's basically like we're gonna go send Jeff Goldblum out to see Nike shoe factory. And then it's like the clips that they showed were just like, oh wow, these are shoes. Like, oh man, you on your feet. Wow.
Yeah,
like,
it must be amazing.
It's
gonna
be
a whole
show.
It sounds like I have to get really, really high and like dedicate some time.
You got to catch up with Jeff Goldblum.
It seems really awesome to be Jeff Goldblum because everything seems amazing to him.
It's like a child, but...
Wait, I'm in that movie? Whoa!
Ooh.
I don't know if either of you saw, but the next Jurassic World movie is going to have Sam Neill Jeff Goldblum and the other lady from the first movie.
No, but Jeff Goldblum said, "My lips are sealed. I'm not. My lips are sealed. I'm not releasing any information."
Okay. You have a very good Jeff Goldblum-like mannerisms impression. Like your voice is fine, but like the video kind of makes it. Just saying.
Like we're gonna get the original cast from Jurassic Park back after like almost 25 years or whatever.
The original, like they're remaking it.
No, well, it's the third Jurassic World movie with Chris Pratt and...
But they're bringing in those characters somehow? Like
yes. So they brought in Jeff Goldblum in the last movie for, like, basically a cameo. But all three of them are going to be more prominent in this one.
You know why they're bringing him in?
Why?
So they can kill him off?
Probably.
That way people will stop asking.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I think this is supposed to be like the end of the series, or at least this trilogy of movies.
You think it's gonna end with giant explosion in the sky and like an extinction, a mass extinction?
I think it'd be great is because they bring up all these like big questions of like, oh man, should we be doing this with dinosaurs, and what are the repercussions of bringing back all these dinosaurs, and can we coexist with dinosaurs, and then. Just like the end of the movie, they like win, they defeat whatever the big bad guy or dinosaur is, and then a meteor just crashes into the earth and kills everyone.
Then we find out that this all happened in the past.
Spoilers.
And Michael Crichton, cut to Michael Crichton sitting next to a fireplace in a big comfy chair, and he just closes the book and is like, "All right." That's all, folks.
Well, you know what? Are you guys still excited about Jurassic? Like anything?
Nope.
I'll see it. My son is really into the Jurassic movies. Okay. We have them all on Blu-ray, and he watches them constantly.
So, all the Jurassic movies, meaning like Jurassic Park, Jurassic World.
Yep. Yeah, so yeah, Jurassic Park 1, 2, 3, and then the two Jurassic World movies.
Oh, man, I had no idea they made so many.
Yeah, this is going to be the sixth one.
They got a real Star Wars on their hands.
They wish.
I'm waiting for the prequels. The prequel trilogy is going to be great.
You follow the life of the dinosaurs in their like pre-emulated state. Or you follow the life of the DNA of
the dinosaurs. I was going to say, the mosquitoes.
It's just like some fossils under the dirt for like 2 hours. And then somebody picks it up and puts it in a... Somebody digs it up and puts it into a car.
That's like the third act is the car shows up and it just starts digging and digging and digging and then it finds it. It's like some
Do you think a dinosaur could run off of a car?
What if that's the reason why the secret, you know, there's like some evil corporation that runs the corporation that has brought back dinosaurs is just to like, okay, we have dinosaurs now. Let's bury them. So then we can have oil.
I have developed this technique to convert dinosaur bones into oil. So we just have to kill all the dinosaurs.
Shut down.
Well, we have
shut down all the solar arrays. We're going to dinosaur. You know, it doesn't actually have to be just dinosaurs. Any creature could, after a sufficient amount of time...
No. It must be dinosaurs. No. Especially those Tyrannosaurus rexes. Those must go.
Is the size of the animal, you know, relative to how much fuel we get?
Probably.
Because why don't we just start dropping some whales in...
I mean, okay.
I don't like whales either. It's a shitty place with shitty people.
Oh.
That's right.
Okay. Semi-serious question. Population growth on Earth is going to get to a point where we're going to have a lot of dead bodies. Like, we have a lot of dead bodies currently.
Can we convert it into fossil fuels? I see what you're putting down. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, see?
Burn the bodies. That's what I've been saying for years.
Rob some graves.
I mean, they're not using them.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on your religion.
If my body helps you get to work on, you know, a Monday morning, it's when your car won't start because solar energy is going to be garbage, it's a cloudy day.
Oh, no.
Well, no, because, look, the world is getting warmer, so the solar is going to be more powerful, more potent per inch.
It's not heat. It's the light.
No. You're thinking about it too much. The fact of the matter is,
if we get that ozone out of the way,
exactly, the sun is going to be beating down. It's going to beat even faster. Like right now, it's a nice easy 100 BPM. You know, and in about 100 years, it's going to be a nice easy 200 BPM, and that's a lot of growth. That's twice as much.
Did Mateus somehow possess you?
What?
No,
this is just the Picklettini. Which, by the way, is pretty good, but you have to like pickles. Just saying.
That makes sense, because it's called a Picklettini.
What if you like cucumbers?
No.
The inferior version of a pickle? That's crazy. Why would you even... Well, I don't know why anyone has cucumbers and isn't planning to pickle them. Like... It's objectively true that pickles are superior to cucumbers. I'm drunk.
Then how come nobody does pickled water?
Checkmate, atheists.
You know what? I'm going to have to do some studies. But you know what? Let's move on.
Yeah.
Now that we've written this one out. But you know what? I will be bringing up Picklettinis one more time during the course of this show. What else is new in your guys' lives?
Oh, I saw a little movie in the theater.
Uh-oh.
A little movie called The Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're telling me about this.
Yeah, so... for the 25th anniversary, Shawshank came back to the theaters, and this guy got to see it in the movie theater.
So, was it film? Like, could you tell that the quality was film, or was it like...
I don't know.
Okay.
It looked fine.
Like 10, 15 years ago, I saw Office Space in a similar, like, you know, theater setting thing. And you could tell that it was film, and the film was like degrading in little parts. So I did that. That's why I was asking. I was curious. But
it looked fine. Okay. You know?
Holy shit. Office Space was made in 99.
Yeah, I think that might have been actually the last time I've seen Office Space.
Wow.
But I keep...
All right, homework. That's the homework. Watch Office Space. Next week, we're going to talk about it.
Okay. Office Space cast.
Office Space cast. I'm down. And also, listen to Michael Bolton and pick your favorite song.
That'd be cool.
Mm. Could you keep the Michael Bolton down?
I was told I could listen to Michael Bolton at a reasonable volume.
Mm-hmm. I was told that we could listen to it at a reasonable volume.
Can we get Michael Bolton on and then only talk
Which
about
one?
Office Space?
Which would be the ultimate irony.
I hear he does like movies, so...
Oh, okay, well...
It's a bit of a cinephile.
We're halfway there.
So, quick question.
Yeah.
Michael Bolton, how tall do you think he is?
No, this is the
Michael
worst.
Bolton, I'm going to go 6'2".
You said 6'2"?
6'2".
6'2" for the man in the wheel.
I don't care.
All right. Well, some of our listeners care, and by some,
no.
I mean me.
You don't count if you're on the episode. You can only count if you're like working out, and it's you're just listening to it because you weren't on.
I always listen to it, and it is during workouts. You know what I found out today, and I always knew, but like now I have numbers, was I get a better workout by listening to podcasts, like talk podcasts, over music. Like I know I brought this up, but like...
5'9".
5'9"? 5'9"?
That's my guess.
Oh, you asshole. You can't. He's trying to ruin the game. He's trying to ruin the game by looking it up. This is blasphemy. This is collusion. This is obstruction. And frankly, I will not stand for this.
He carries himself much taller. So props to Michael Bolton.
Kenny G is 5'7".
Who's Kenny G?
Oh, you know.
He was in that one Katy Perry music video last Friday night. That was pretty much the peak of his career.
Okay.
Speaking of peaks of our careers, we should probably wrap up this episode.
Yeah, I agree.
It's going to be a short one.
Yeah, well, some of us have a hard something.
We can do like 10 more minutes after 9.
Okay. All right. Fine. It's not the end of this episode.
It's not the end. But we're doing the encore thing because we're a cool band. That's what we're doing here. Yep.
Oh, did
and we could also go a couple minutes after Arthur leaves if we want to get it to an appropriate length.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
Tyler, we can... Not Will. Will, you backstabbing bitch.
Okay. Whatever.
Do you hear about the Birds of Prey movie?
No. Oh, is it which one is that? Because I feel like DC...
Suicide Squad 2?
Well, is it Suicide Squad 2 or is it Birds of Prey? Because I think there's two different... There's like four different projects going on. There's like three Joker movies going on. There's a Suicide Squad 2 that doesn't have Harley Quinn in it, but then there's a Harley Quinn movie, and then there's a... there's all kinds of weird... There's a Batman that's still going to be made. Flash movie apparently is going to happen at some point, but it's been like 7 years after they've announced it. Aquaman 2 is probably going to happen. DC is announcing all the movies, and The Rock is going to be in the next Shazam. There's all kinds of movies out there. Oh, man.
Well, the reason I'm sold on Birds of Prey is my boy Ewan McGregor.
Oh, is he going to be in it? Okay, never mind. I'm in.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know, really.
I didn't know Ewan McGregor was doing anything these days.
He's going to be back as Obi-Wan, he's in the...
He's in the Shining 2 movie?
Yeah. Dr. Sleep. He's making a real resurgence.
Yeah, he's the comeback kid.
And he still looks great.
I mean, how can he not? He's Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. maybe we should do 5 minutes.
Arthur, he's 5'10".
I don't care. Why would I care about his height?
What? No.
What?
How many siblings does he have, though?
Is he related to that Conor McGregor guy who's fighting and all that?
And throwing wheelchairs at buses or something.
Mm. He does have siblings. He has a sibling who looks exactly like him.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
But very
Colin McGregor.
Colin McGregor. He's looks like an Air Force pilot, according to this.
Mm-hmm. I hate flying.
Little did he know. They look like twins, man. Are they twins? They look like...
I don't know. He looks a little older to me.
Yeah, well, when you're a pilot, you're going to age a little bit faster than if you're an actor.
Why?
It's more stressful. You're thinking about, like, your life every day on the plane. Like, Ewan McGregor, he gets makeup done and, like, doesn't have to think as much. Yep, that's my argument.
Okay.
Okay, well, look, how old do you think Ewan McGregor is?
Oh, he's like 50.
Tyler? These are your favorite games.
No, these are not my favorite games because my games are silly. This is just knowledge. I don't want to learn things. I want to have absurd ideas.
Clearly. So one absurd idea is they're not twins.
Wait, so which McGregor are we talking about?
Ewan McGregor.
Oh, he's 48.
Wow. You got that right on the head. Yeah. How old do you think Colin McGregor is?
I don't.
52.
50. He's 50. There's a two-year difference.
Oh, okay.
How old do you think Hayden Christensen is?
Oof. Who cares? I'm on board with Tyler on this one.
Oh, man. Oh, the turntables have turned.
Yes, sir. How tall do you think he is?
No. This is not how we're ending this.
Why not?
6'1". 6'1".
I have no idea. I didn't even look that one up. I think he's like 6'1". Yeah, he looks pretty tall. Hayden Christensen.
He's 183 centimeters.
Oh.
In
that was seriously the first result when I searched height.
Yeah, I see it too. He's exactly 6 feet.
Okay, 6 feet.
Yeah. Would you look at that?
He's 74 kilograms.
What is that? What is that in American? Mm-hmm.
163 pounds.
Ah.
Oh.
I don't know when that was done because he looks like a little. He looks a little pudgier now.
Well, I mean, it's not necessarily muscle, right? And muscle's like more dense than fat, so I think we can put two and two together and get to 160.
Remember when this episode was good?
No.
Nope. Yeah.
Well, actually, I do remember, and it was when I mentioned the pickled teenies. Boom. That's the third time I mentioned them. And here we are. Third act.
Wait, I just got... There's a pickletini that just appeared, because...
Bling! That's the sound a pickletini makes when it appears. I will say, there's like... There's a list of things that I will never say no to, and a pickle is one of them. Oh, yeah.
That's what she said.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got it. We got it. It was mm-hmm. bad, but yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't stay past when Arthur leaves.
See? I've been arguing for shorter episodes for minutes now. Wait.
Oh, okay. I was about to say this is the first time you heard of this.
It's a new campaign I just started. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So cool.
Cool. Yeah, I agree. It was nice talking to you guys. Let's get that homework done. Office Space next week. Michael Bolton. Maybe we'll have a link in the description. Maybe we won't.
Oh, do you think has Ethan seen Office Space?
That's a very good question. Let's call him and find out.
When does he come back to the show? When is he off of his sabbatical?
I believe his class ends at 9, and I don't know when it actually ends.
Well, I mean, like, when can he come on the podcast again?
I don't know. I'm not his assistant, but I can give you his assistant's number.
Is it just his number? Ethan's number?
No, maybe. Oh. I don't know, man. It's
what are you, a cop?
There's a lot of questions. Yeah.
Oh, guys, isn't this episode 1, 2, 3?
Oh. Is that right?
I think it is.
I think maybe.
We should know this.
This would be a smart thing to know, yeah. Yes, yes, this is episode 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, we definitely thought about that.
And I'm your host, Tyler. We're starting the show now.
It's as...
Whoops.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
It's as easy as... do we... Like, that has to be the name, but I dislike it. Because it's all the way at the end, and it's literally just because of the number. Like,
it's as easy as 1, 2, wee! Yeah,
just like a pickle teeny.
1, 2 pickle teeny for me. Ooh, I'll take go. 3. Yes.
Yes. Yes. 1 pickle teeny to me.
It's only 1 pickle teeny to say those 3.
I'm glad we could get the musical number in without Ethan. Usually he's the one who instigates it.
Yeah.
And that's the way the cookie crumbles. Or that's the way the pickle crunches. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
It's a good thing we're not going up on YouTube because I don't want to get a strike for my perfect rendition of
It's
the
transformative.
Whitest.
Come on.
The plain white tees are going to be pissed.
Link in the description.
All right. Well, who's our RIP? Or I'm glad it's not RIP for this week.
I can't believe it's not RIP to Mr. Dave Foley. Remember him?
Yes.
No.
He was on Harmontown a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. He's still alive.
Yeah. Who's Dave Foley?
So
he's Flick from Pixar's A Bug's Life. He's the voice. Oh, mm-hmm. He's the main ant.
What has he done that's like visual or like
talk radio?
Yeah, he's in
Kids in the Hall.
Yeah, he's one of the kids who is also in a hall. He's one of those guys you'd recognize him if you saw him.
Okay.
But he used to be super alcoholic, but he is now very sober. So it's a good thing. He probably could have died a long time ago.
That's kind of hilarious, though. Like Flick from Bug's Life is an alcoholic. Like that's why we turned out. I don't know. I feel like there's a story there, like a Bug's Life, like the sequel. Where Flick becomes an alcoholic. All right, fine, whatever.
Too many pickle teenies.
Too many pickle teenies. Flick. Exactly. He gets in
more
the
like
wrong
flickle
crowd.
Teenies.
I don't know if I told the story on the podcast or not. I know of a good Dave Foley story that has to do with A Bug's Life.
What is it?
Okay. So
is it that dad is Facebook friends with Dave Foley?
No, it's not, because it's better than that.
Even though I don't think it's an actual Dave Foley.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah.
It's like fan account.
So when Disney was making the California Adventure, they have the Bug's Land that they just shut down and are demolishing. But when they were planning to open
it. That's a real grasshopper move of them.
Yep. Kevin Spacey, everybody. But when they were planning to, they're gonna have there's a show, in A Bug's Land, and with all the characters, and they offered, you know, it's like, hey, Dave Foley, do you want to do the voice? You know, would you like to reprise your role as Flick? And Dave Foley's like, yeah, sure. Actually, can I make it like really easy on you guys? I don't want money. I just want to have tickets to Disneyland for life for me and like my immediate family, like me, my wife, my kids. And Disney was like, no, that is outrageous. We will never allow that. So they say no to Dave Foley. They hire a sound-alike voice actor to do Dave Foley's parts. And when they're doing like the preview showing stuff, the head of Pixar at the time, who's just left, what's his name?
He wore the funny shirts.
Yeah, he wore the funny shirts. He touched some people, but we don't talk about that.
Bill Cosby,
allegedly. Yeah. So he was like, "Hey, wait, that's not Dave Foley. Why couldn't you get? Did Dave Foley ask for like a bunch of money?" And the rep, you know, the Disney rep was like, actually, no, he asked for $0. And, you know, the Pixar guy's like, he asked for $0 and you said no? And he's like, yeah, because he wanted tickets to Disneyland for him. He wanted like 5 or 6 tickets to Disneyland whenever he wanted. And there's like, yeah, that's dumb. Give him the tickets and get him in here to record the lines. Like, how easy is that? Like, that's nothing to you, Disney.
Yeah.
So that is how Dave Foley became the voice actor for Flick for his own role in Disney.
He probably got money on top of that.
I don't know.
Yeah, but then he like went to Disneyland a lot. Like every day.
You know what? They make more off of his voice every day. So I think it's a win-win.
Yeah, exactly. I think that was Dave Foley's like position. He's just like, you know what, whatever. I mean, he's gone through a few divorces to where like, you know, I'm sure
he has a big family. I get it.
To where like, yeah, you know, my ex-wife can't take unlimited Disneyland tickets in the divorce. So, but you can take a paycheck. So I'm going to not take a paycheck. So, could be that.
You know, they never specified how many wives could be a part of this ticket pass.
Like, actually,
so maybe there's
I'm
a reason.
Poly, and this is I've got like 100 wives that I kind of, you know,
couple husbands
yeah.
too,
two in every state. It's like the damn House of Representatives up here. All right, whatever. It's too political.
But, yeah. All right, well, that's the show, everybody. Thank you for joining us.
Rest in peace, Dave Foley.
No, yep. He's great. He's only...
Sad. Tragic.
He's only 56. He's only, like, 8 years older than Ewan McGregor.
Okay, but, like, how tall is he?
I don't care. Look that up on your own time.
5'8".
He's 5'8". He's 5'8".
Is he actually?
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, he looks like a 5'8".
All right. Does, everybody, he? Goodbye.
Bye.
Now we stop recording, is that right?
Well, I mean, you can stop recording if you don't want anything after the end music. Fine, I'll be the only one who can talk on the end music. Here I am. I'm responding to Arthur and Will because they're dorks. That's right, I said it.